This is Dr. Sam dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, last name Langton, L-A-N-G-T-O-N, date of birth 7-26-1942, date of evaluation 2-25-2022, HPI history page. Complaints, psychiatric follow-up, management of advanced dementia, depression. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 79 years old female who is well familiar to our service. I reviewed evaluations done by nurse practitioner Heidi, who had recommended increase in mirtazapine to 30 milligram HS at her previous evaluation on January 12, 2022. Patient appears to be tolerating increase in Remeron period. Overall, her cognitive impairment seems to have progressively gotten worse period. Patient was lying in bed. She wasn't very spontaneous. She nodded her head, indicating that she's okay. She did not indicate any specific stressors or persistent feelings of sadness, but appears to be quite confused. Overall, it's difficult to hold a coherent conversation with her. Here, she's totally dependent on staff for ADL care. Patient needs assistance with feeding. It appears that her weight is progressively decreasing. Next paragraph, review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on January 12, 2022. Current medications, mirtazapine, 30 milligram HS. Clonazepam, 0.5 milligram QD, PRN. Donepezil, 10 milligram at bedtime. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general thin looking female demeanor, calm, motor movements, resting in bed, gait not tested, speech soft, mood denies depression. Thought processes confused at baseline, associations are not very spontaneous, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be actively hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent and remote appears to be impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, assessment plan, Alzheimer's disease related onset G30.1 plans. I would recommend discontinuation of donepezil due to probably no significant benefits at this stage of dementia. And to avoid any medications which could contribute to loss of appetite. Number two, mood disorder, you know, physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31. Plans continue Remeron as prescribed. Number three, anxiety disorder, you know, physiological condition, F06.4. Plans continue clonazepam as prescribed. Disposition. Patient's condition seems to have progressively declined. may consider palliative, comma, hospice care if she continues to decline. Period ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Period will follow with you as needed basis. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guided. Procedure code 99308 under supplemental administrative common side effects of Remeron, comma, anti-anxiety medication risk-benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.